This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Xbox news for you. Pokemon news as well. And could Valve be in trouble? But today, we begin with an update about the information breach. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and they're saying that Sony is now investigating the breach. Now, 2 days ago, the hacking group Ransomed.bc did make the claim that they compromised the company's systems and that they were going to sell the data. But Engadget did get a hold of Sony, and the Sony spokesperson did say, quote, "We're currently investigating the situation." Now, an independent threat actor named Major Nelson, not the Xbox guy, the independent threat actor, did say in writing, quote, "Ransom VCs are scammers who are just trying to scam you and chase influence. Enjoy the leak." So, is this real or is it not? That does put some things in question. Sony is looking into it. Now, Valve has its own problems, once again from Engadget, and they did say that Valve did fail to get out of the paying a blocking fine. So, what Valve did say in a statement was, quote, "Copyright is intended only to ensure for the rights holder concerned protection of the right exploit commercially, the marketing or the making available of the protected subject matter by the grant of license in return for payment of remuneration. However, it does not guarantee them the opportunity to demand the highest possible remuneration or to engage its conduct, such as to lead artificial price differences between the partitioned national markets," end quote. Now, the charges were around the activation keys. And the commission did say that Valve and five other publishers, Bandai Namco, Capcom, Focus Home, Koch Media, and ZeniMax, did agree to use the geo-blocking so that the activation keys would be sold in some countries, like the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, and Latvia, because that would not work in the member states. But Germany was buying a cheaper key in Latvia. Latvia. Where the prices were indeed lower. The five developers were given a reduced fine, which is around $9.4 million, for cooperating. But Valve did decide to fight it and face the full $1.9 million penalty. So, yep, they had to pay for it. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that, well, you might have to pay more for your games. Yeah, we were talking about money, right? So, Capcom's president, here we go, names are names, sorry, Hiroyo Shimoto, no, that's not right, Shimoto, probably, I do apologize, did say that the price of new games should go up. Now, they have seen some success with Monster Hunter and Resident Evil franchises. And that's with the sales of Capcom games on PC that has helped with the growth of it. Now, he did say that there were some costs around 100 times higher. That was during the NES era, but the software did fail to follow suit. So, in 2020, Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick did get some backlash from many of the gaming community, saying that customers were ready for the $70 price point for the games to become the standard price. So, maybe PlayStation Lifestyle is saying that Capcom could face the same backlash. But we go to Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that cloud streaming will be changing games, like what Netflix did to TV. Well, Yves Guillemot did say that, and that's the Ubisoft chief, the leader of Ubisoft. And he was talking to the Financial Times, and he was talking about the streaming and the market's skepticism. He said, quote, "Their shares fell a lot, and they were widely criticized. today we see what they have become. So he's basically saying that video gaming will be a big streaming as well. And we're not saying streaming to something like Twitch or Kick. They're saying just like movies and TV shows. Because, further quote, "But when it takes off, it will happen very quickly." Now, Europe and America are both leaders of this. But he was also talking about the mobile payments in Africa. Quote, "Countries that need to progress very quickly often jump to new technologies and skip old methods of the old system. So we think that these regions will move more quickly to streaming and the cloud than others." We'll see. Now we get to some games. Yay! Because, according to IGN, the Starfield community did find some rain. What? Now, a Redditor, The Last Fastbender, did write, quote, "In Starfield, rain only exists in a small area around the player. In fact, Tom Francis did show that on X. And he said, gamers have discovered our secret, LOL. Could have been avoided if you parented the rain in the camera, Bethesda." In fact, Remy Ismail also said on X, "I am legit realizing folks don't necessarily understand that rain falling does not make these things wet in games. And those are entirely separate systems effects. It makes sense. That doesn't make sense. But it's fun to realize how behind curtains even simpler things are." Jay Woolen did say on X as well, "Can't wait for their reaction when they find out that Fallout 3 Metro is just an NPC with a train in the head." Had a nice picture of a train car in somebody's head. But yeah, rain is rain. But something I did not see till now. Eurogamer did say that Far Cry 7 could see players attempting to rescue their kidnapped family. So, they got the report from Insider Gaming, and they did say that who first reports news of Far Cry 7 development? That was corroborated by Kotaku back in January, and it was called Project Blackbird. But this will feature a story that was based around kidnapping your family, and that must be completed within 72 in-game hours, equating to 24 hours in real time. Ooh, time is against you in this one. Okay. Now, the main goal of Far Cry 7 is to bring down the Sons of Truth, and they are described as a conspiracy group, but it is claimed that players will have to track down the family in order to complete the whole game. Interesting. Let's see if we could play that. But I know Medras does like to play Pokemon, so here's one for him. Because according to .esports.com, there's a deer for you with some spooky evolution. So a Reddit user named John Gonzilla yesterday did make a mistake suggesting that Gen 5's Deerling does evolve into Dusclops, a Gen 3 ghost type, and they did get some pretty funny responses. In fact, DIDIJXK did say, quote, "It did in Bambi," they said, or did in Bambi. "The evolution stone is a brick." There were some other things said there on Reddit, but I'll let you read that yourselves if you find it. Now, PushSquare.com did say that Angry Birds VR, The Isle of Pigs, could be coming to PSVR 2 next month. So yep, Angry Birds, PSVR 2, and that'll be for $10 if you already have the game on PSVR. So yeah, next month, and it'll be October 10th. Let's go get it. Something else you should get if you are a Xbox user, Cuphead's anniversary will have some art with it. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they're finding it via Xbox Wire. And Xbox Wire did find 100 high-resolution photos and some unreleased concept art pieces, along with the Cuphead soundtrack with 86 songs, along with a MIDI demo track from Chris Madigan. So MDHR co-director Chad Moldenhauer did say, quote, We thought it would be fun to give this to our Xbox community as a gift of the game's anniversary, as our Cuphead journey really started with the release on Xbox. In game development, plans like that don't always work out, but we were fortunate that all our testing and finalization for the update seems to finish with enough time to launch on the game's 6th birthday. So nice. We leave you today with something from news.xbox.com, and apparently there's a bonus update for September. So they're giving you a new policy for storing game captures and a new way to back them up. Now, the game captures stored on the Xbox network will be deleted after 90 days, but you'll be able to back up those screenshots if you follow the steps in the backup the clips article. If you're a Patreon, you could see the article yourself if you're in our Discord and a Patreon. But once you do all that, you can see all of your stuff right there. In fact, you can move or manage the bulk upload where you store your captures on the Xbox console. But to do so, you have to hit your Xbox button, go to My Games and Apps, then See All, then Apps, then Captures. You'll see me the Tell Me More button, and that's how you will get started. And you can find events for your favorite games, and you can find some popular apps a lot faster with the new Xbox. And you can watch all your favorite sports as well. Hulu, ESPN, Sling. Yep, they got those on PlayStation as well. Hee hee. Because I have one. And so there's some of the people at Dawnforge. Could have both consoles. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Bye for now.